Good morning, dear brothers and sisters in the Lord. Welcome to Pantai Baptist Church on April 5th, our morning service. I'd like to read the scripture taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 to 27 from the ESV. One body with many members. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we were baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but many. If the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as He chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, the parts of the body seems to be weaker are indispensable. And on those parts of the body that we think less honorable are bestowed the greater honor, and our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty, which our presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacks it, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for this wonderful morning we gathered to worship you in the privacy of our respective homes. Lord, we thank you wherever we are, you are with us. Lord, we want to thank you for the joy of worshiping you because you are God and our Savior. Lord, this morning we come to you, continue to pray as a part of our body is hurting. We pray for Jade, for Joy, and also for Johan. And we ask, oh Lord, that you will surround this family with your presence and your presence, oh Lord. Oh Lord, we thank you that you are with us now as we turn to your word. We ask your Holy Spirit will speak to us and minister to each of our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This chapter, Paul is actually trying to resolve some problems faced by the church in Corinth. Chapter 12, beginning, talks about Paul actually have to deal with the spiritual gifts in this church. Paul described how and why God gives spiritual gifts to the Christian. Christians were having some dispute over some have better gifts than others. It is possible in this church that some people demonstrating supernatural gifts or power through speaking in tongues and doing other things, while others doesn't seem to have them. And Paul said every Christian is spiritual because the Holy Spirit is in him. He went down further. He says spiritual gifts are given to every Christian, and they are given for the purpose of serving other Christians or building up the body of Christ. They are given for the common good and not to bring status and respect for one to other believers. A spiritual gift is a supernatural ability to serve the church in a way that someone could not do it merely through human strength. And in verse 8 to 13, Paul talks about God alone is the one to distribute the different types of gifts to different people. In other words, gifts are not earned or acquired by effort of those who receive them. The gifts are given for the building up of each other in the body of Jesus Christ. This leads us to the text that we have just read just now. Here Paul uses the human body, the body of Christ, to describe the church. He has given us the picture of the body, his own body. Or look at your own body. God uses this body of his to let the world see the power of the living God. He has given us a picture as to how we live in Jesus, how we walk around with Jesus, and how we think like Jesus. What is the meaning of the church today? And why do we exist as a church we call BBC today? I would like to look at it from three different aspects. How do we become part of this body? Secondly, everybody has problems. And then thirdly, how do we function in this body of Jesus Christ as a member of it? Yeah, how can we be a part of this body? Verses 12 and 13 talks about that. Each time I think about the body, it still grieves me when I see someone come and tell me that, you know, Pastor, I'm leaving the church for whatever reason. But I tend to ask in the first place, how do we become a member of this church? How do we be part of this church? Here, Paul said, you know, for in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. Now, you notice here, baptized into one body, there's a believer's baptism, and they say the drink of one spirit, the Holy Spirit indwelling in us. There's two very basic things that if you want to become a member of the body. This verse makes it very clear that all believers are both baptized and indwelled by the Holy Spirit. Then they become a member of the body of Jesus Christ. Jesus taught the disciples about the coming of the Holy Spirit in the upper room in the Gospel of John. And he shared with the disciples the function of this Holy Spirit living in them. He said the Holy Spirit will come after he leaves. And this Holy Spirit will come and he will come to strengthen them, encourage them, comfort them, and teach them and guide them into all the truths. Above all things, the Holy Spirit will take the things of Jesus and reveal them to us. This is what John 16 verse 15 says. That is what keeps Christian. In our day-to-day fellowship, in joy and warm in his presence. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. Not in intellectual conviction keeps us as Christian. We become part of the body of Christ. It doesn't matter what background we are from, rich or poor, educated or illiterate, master or slave. We become one in the body of Jesus Christ. When we believe in Jesus Christ, when we live in the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit live in us, so he in us and we in him, that contributes the marvel and mystery of the church. The church is not just a group of religious people having a common interest, but the church is a group of baptized believers of Jesus Christ who share the same life, who belong to the same Lord, and who are filled with the same Spirit, who are wonderfully and beautifully put together to change the world by the resurrected power of Jesus Christ. That is what the church is. Yeah, Paul is writing to the church in Corinth. He's not talking about the universal church, but he's talking about a local church in a particular locality with closely knitted group of people. Together, they form this family of God or the body of Christ. We at BBC is one of this type of family, a local church that we all come together because we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We continue to live and move in the power of the Holy Spirit. We gathered with this one purpose, to worship and to serve Him. Yeah, we welcome you actually to be part of this body of Jesus Christ. If you are not a Christian, you need to be one before you are included. There's very basic requirements to be a member of the body of Jesus Christ. I know many of you worship with us for many, many years here and have not considered being a member of the church. I urge you to think seriously, to become a member of this church. But it's very different when you become part of the body of Jesus Christ. You will have commitment and you will have greater responsibility to one another, or you allow the church literally to care for you. I'm very concerned about many of you in this category during this time of the lockdown. I'm very thankful that all the elders, deacons, care group leaders, fellowship leaders are in touch with many of you. But yet there's a big sector of our community here that comes to church week after week, year after year. But we don't have your record in our church. And as a result, I'm very anxious about you when I try to look for you during this time. I know where you stay, but I cannot go out. But unfortunately, I don't have your number. I don't even have your name, some of you, in any records. And I try to get the pastors to look for it. Some of us have some record and we did call or try to get in touch with you. By and large, many of you in our midst so faithfully, we are glad you are here. But how much we wish that you become a member of this body officially. I invite you to share with us if you have problem or difficulties, to become a member of the church. We will be glad to help you to resolve whatever that hinders you from being part of this body of Jesus Christ. Maybe some of you are frightened about the membership interview. Will I pass? But let me assure you, this is not an examination. The interview is designed to help you to be certain that you are a believer, you know what BBC stands for, and how you can be a responsible member of BBC. We will not embarrass you, but to help you. We have baptism membership classes to help you to be a meaningful member of the body. Please sign up. Every month we have baptism. So these are going on throughout the year. We encourage you to sign up, and we can help you walk alongside with you. The second thing I talk about, not just how to be a member of the church, but I need to literally warn you. The church have problems too. Like here in this church, they have problems. Like every home has its problem. No home is exempted from it. The lockdown for prolonged period in small, confined, restricted homes or apartments or condos or even in bigger houses has magnified the problem in relationship. We are just too close to each other. It causes conflict and friction. This is true in the body of Jesus Christ. There are people very gifted, but there are also those who consider themselves less gifted. The body of Christ constantly have comparison. We tend to compare with each other. As a result, we get ourselves into trouble. Now, how does the body actually, the church, function? Paul continues to talks about that the one body with many parts. But all the parts are dependent on each other. We need each other. But some of the parts of the body feel that they are more superior than others. And some feel that they are less or they are inferior to others. There lies the problem in the church of Corinth. Paul pointed out two mental attitudes that run contrary to the church. One problem is the feeling of being insignificant or being inferior. I am not. They use the word here. Is it for I am not, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong. Well, that's not true. The feeling of being inferior compared to some who are gifted with more prominent places. The lesser prominent parts of the body. The bodies that are private and not seen. This is how Paul helps them to understand. Different parts have different function. For the body, he said, does not consist of one member but many. So the foot should... If the foot should say, because I am not. So, or the hand, you know. So, Paul is talking about that each part of the body must know how we are fitted in. What Paul is trying to say is this, is that, hey, there are no insignificant members in the body of Jesus Christ. Somehow, there are a lot of misconception about the church, or what the church is. For example, outside people often ask me, or even in the church, by the way, there are people who say, wow, to be a pastor is very good. You only work on Sunday. Huh? And you only stand up and preach for 1 hour, and then your work is over for the week. Or people think of the church is just a meeting on Sunday. And you see all the lovely people on stage, they sing, they lead, you know, while they people come out and then they make announcement, they pray, and the pastor preach, God bless you, goodbye, you know. Well, they tend to seem that the church is just a place where people come and just sit down and watch the show. And the people on the stage are the actors, the rest are just spectators. But this is not what the church is all about. The church actually is far, far different than what we have in mind. The church is actually a group of people come together and they interact with each other with the gifts. The Bible talks about what is given to us. During this time of lockdown, I've seen the church really becomes the church. Why? Because there are people... living in different parts of the city here, they begin to look out for each other. They call for each other. And I discover just last week, you know, I've several calls because we are older people. Tell us, Pastor, don't go out. If you need anything, you know, just tell me. You know, we are on the way to buy something and we can get it for you. I think the most lovely one was dear sister Stella Yun, you know. Call up and say, hey, Pastor, I've been calling different people. Today I'm calling you, you know. And I'm very thankful. We talk and we exchange so many things. And finally she said, Pastor, I'd like to pray for you. And I prayed for her. And what a beautiful experience. And I know that not only Stella is doing, but I know many of you out there are looking out for each other, functioning as the body of Jesus Christ, encouraging each other in these difficult times, where we can continue to trust God, where we can continue to go on living for the Lord Jesus Christ. Personally, the first few days, you know, or when I think about this lockdown, what can I do as a pastor? How can I continue to work effectively? The Lord laid upon my heart to connect people to just daily devotion. And I thank God, I just write a few words at first, but gradually, the Lord burdened me, you know, why not you use Proverbs, you know, every day reading, you encourage people to read Proverbs. I just felt that I pick up one verse each day. And then I begin to meditate and write, you know. And I've been writing that since then, you know, every day I've been doing that. But lo and behold, I found people writing back, Pastor, thank you for the timely word for me. And this has gone much wider than our church now. And many have said, you know, Pastor, I've sent it to my uncle, to my family members. And it has gone not just in the city, but I've gone to different countries. In Brunei especially, the pastor said, you know, we are a Chinese-speaking church. Can it be translated into Chinese? I said, I don't know Chinese. If you find somebody who can translate it, you know, it would be wonderful. And they have translated for me every day faithfully. for a couple of days now, and I thank God that it opened another big door for people who cannot read in English, and the circle go wider and wider. So the function of the church is not only on Sunday or within the walls of the church. The church building is not closed, but BBC is very much alive, even with all the restriction during this unusual time. What is the work of the church? The work of the church is to heal the brokenhearted out in the world, to give deliverance to the captives or those under bondage, to open the eyes of the blind to see the truth, and to preach the good news of the gospel to the poor and the despairing of heart. That's what the body of Christ has come to do in the world. There are many people out there in our community crying out for encouragement to be strengthened as they carry the heavy loads in their lives. People are crying out for help. There are many people living with guilt and under bondages. They need deliverance. There are many lonely people, many old people who are living by themselves. There are many people living life without purpose and direction. They need you to point them to Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, the Bible says. We do not come to church to fulfill the work of the church. We come to church to get ready or to be equipped to fulfill the work of the church in the world out there. I believe all of us can play a part in the body of Christ, no exception. All are needed in BBC. The second problem here is not about just feeling inferior, but there are people who feel that they are much superior than others because of their gifts. They are more showy gifts, you know, their mouthpieces, their eyes, you know. They are more, people can see them, you know, people on the stage. And sometimes they feel that, well, I don't need you. That's what the scriptures say, you know, I don't need you. This attitude is of superiority or self-sufficiency. The human body is the most marvelous creation of God. Nothing in our body is of no use. What makes the body is the unity in diversity. Every part is indispensable. The weaker part receive more honor, not less. The stronger or the presentable parts, no matter how prominent, they depend on the other parts of the body to function fully. Paul argues that to deny your place in the body or to act independently of other members is to say that God, he does not know what he is doing. But God is an all-knowing God. And he chooses to give each one of us different types of gift as he wishes. So we find that God is has given us different types of gift. It is our responsibility to discover them, develop them, and to use them fully. But both these attitudes or thoughts exhibit pride, superiority or inferiority. On the other hand, they reveal a lack of commitment with what God has made us to be. If we continue to hold such attitude, we will hurt God. We will eventually destroy the body of Jesus Christ. The Bible said, one body with many parts. It's not just all of us are the same. The church is not a factory where everyone is produced exactly the same. But God has so wonderfully and beautifully made us. Every one of us are unique in His presence. And we need each other. We come together to form the body of Jesus Christ. I want you to think seriously about a few things about the body of Christ. In this case, Pantai Baptist Church. Christians are members of the body of Christ. I urge you to give serious consideration to be an official member of Pantai Baptist Church, because membership is essential to a local church. We welcome you to join us, whatever we do. But you need to request for membership. Membership has privileges as well as responsibility. I'd like you to seriously think about if you have never requested to be part of the church. I want you also seriously if you are thinking about leaving the church. I heard many people talk about that. Feeling inferior or superior are never sufficient grounds for leaving the church. Both of such feelings are based on false assessment. Real significance comes when you discover your gifts and put those gifts into proper use in building up the body and reaching out to touch lives where you are. I encourage you to seriously discover the gifts that God has given to you and develop those gifts. Whatever God has given to you, you can use them to bless others. And as I said, during this time of restriction that we have, I've seen people of different types of gifts that are unknown to us, all of a sudden they surface up. And they said, I can do this, I can do that. As a result, we are being able to see wonderful things are coming out of this situation. Thirdly, as member of this body, we must locate and recover discouraged members in danger of dropping out of this fellowship or this body. If you know someone in the church, call and show them love and concern and help them to return back to the church. I think the pastors, leaders are just a very small number of us. But I think we need all of you to reach out to people who are thinking about dropping out. It's our responsibility to reach out to them and to touch their life. We must be like Jesus going to the cross for us, lastly. He is always thinking of others in sacrificial ways. I think in these unusual times, we call ourselves a loving and caring church. To do that, all of us must do it sacrificially. We have to pay a price to make it meaningful. You need to give time, you need to give your talents, need to give your resources so that others will be enriched because of what you are doing. This is what the church looks like. Members loving and caring each other. The world will know we are followers of Jesus Christ. So we come to the close of this service this morning. I beg of you to not just frequent the church or just sit on the pews, but I encourage you to seriously consider being a part of BBC officially, applying for membership, and serving the Lord, loving and serving the Lord together. And I know God will give you great blessing and satisfaction as you do so. If you are not a Christian this morning, I urge you to believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You look along, we notice that the life is very short. We don't even know what the next day will be. But our life is in His hand. It is God, He is in full control. We don't need to be afraid. And that's what the body is for here, is to look after each other, especially in difficult times like this. Let's pray. Father, we want to come to You now to ask, O God, that You will search our hearts and You have called us to be Your children. But Lord, oftentimes we have neglected the body. We have no responsibility. We just come in and out. But Lord, You want us to be a member of this body or anybody that You lead them to be. But Lord, I pray that each one of us will be faithfully attached to this body that You want us to be. That we can worship, we can use our gifts for Your glory. Lord, I pray again for those who are struggling, that You will be with them and continue to lead and guide them. We thank You for this time of worship. In Jesus' name, Amen.